Turn in your Bibles tonight to Psalms, please. Psalms chapter 29. Psalm chapter 29. I'm going to read the psalm tonight and then light in on it. And I'm going to tell you right up front that what I'm preaching tonight probably, more than likely, ought to be a series of messages. But I'm just going to scratch at it tonight and give you what the Lord's given me. And it's just something, again, in my Bible reading, I think it was Monday when I was reading through this area of the Word of God, and something I'd never seen before. And the Bible is so much alive, isn't it? Amen. And it's so relevant to our lives every day. And I know that God wants to help us. Let's start reading in verse 1. He said, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Now what I want you to pay attention to now is this phrase, the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Let's pray a moment. Father, thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, tonight for the voice of the Lord. I pray, Father, tonight that you would help us. Lord, I remember how discouraged Elijah got in one place, and he thought, Lord, he was the only one standing. And yet, Lord, you had 7,000 that had not bowed their knee to Baal. And Lord, we pray that in this hour that we're living in, when it looks like true believers are very much in the minority, Lord, we pray that you would encourage our hearts, that you'd strengthen our hearts together. Lord, Elijah was strengthened when he was able to hear that still, small voice. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd help us to hear the voice of the Lord. Lord, you said in the book of the Revelation, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say to the churches. Lord, we pray tonight now that you'll help us. God, we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I went through, as I was reading, and underlined the voice of the Lord in this passage. And I was a little bit disappointed. I don't make a God out of it, but I pay attention to numerology in the Bible. And when I went back and counted it, Brother Jason, after that I had underlined the voice of the Lord, I counted 6 times. And I said, that just don't sound right, because 6 is the number of man. And what happened is I missed one. Because it's said twice in one verse, amen. If you look at verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. But then again in that verse, it says the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. 7 is a number of perfection. It's a number of completion. And I want you to know his voice tonight is perfect, amen. And thank God his law is perfect. Let me share with you tonight a little bit about how God's dealing in my heart about these scriptures here. First of all, if you just look at it, and the Bible talked about the voice of the Lord is upon many waters, and I looked at that and I call that the scope of His voice. And that's the first thing we're going to look at tonight, the scope of His voice. But then the rest of it, really the statement stands on its own. In verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. If you've ever heard His voice, you'd say amen.
Amen.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. If you've ever heard His voice, you'd say amen. The voice of the Lord breaketh. You see that? It says the cedars. But I'm glad, thank God, one day I heard His voice. And it broke my heart. Amen. My heart was hard. But I thank God the ground was hard. But God come along and broke up the fallow ground. Dropped some good seed in that, caused it to be good ground, and it brought forth fruit unto everlasting life. And then He said, the voice of the Lord divideth. And then He said, the voice of the Lord shaketh. And then the voice of the Lord maketh. I'm just going to give you some things tonight, kind of wet your whistle for the passage, and maybe one of these days God will let me back up and preach it like it ought to. Really, each one of these ought to be a message in and of itself. Amen. But tonight, as we look here, introducing the message tonight, it said, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Beloved, I tell you, if you've ever heard His voice tonight, you know that He's the only one that deserves glory. He desires glory. He deserves glory. And I thank my God, I've done read the Bible. He's determined glory. The Bible said every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. It's already been determined. Amen. And He said here, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I believe they that worship the Lord must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. His word is pure. His word is holy. His spirit, beloved, is holy tonight. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. I want to address that verse, and I just want to look at the scope of His voice. If you would think about the seas tonight, and think about the rivers tonight, think about the lakes tonight. I didn't know this, but years ago I had the privilege to go out on a sailboat with a young man. I think I was 10 years old, and I couldn't swim at the time. And I'll be honest with you, I was fearful, especially when this boy and his dad pulled off their shirt and dove into the Chesapeake Bay. Amen. And they expected me to do that too. And you can call me chicken, call me whatever you want to. Amen. I was crawling down the ladder and looking for a flotation device. Amen. But I'll tell you tonight that even the Chesapeake Bay, you can get out in the middle of it and you can't see the land on one side or the other. It's really not much different than being out in the ocean. Just one bay in the United States of America is that big. So we'll look at the scope of His voice. How far does it reach tonight? He said it's upon many waters. Look at Psalm 19 with me tonight and you'll get a little bit of an idea of where we're going with this thought. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. Night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. I'm telling you, beloved, tonight, listen, we were talking about praying for unsaved people. Praying, beloved, listen, it doesn't matter where your loved one is. It doesn't matter where your friend is. It doesn't matter if they're on this side of the ocean or on the other side of the ocean. We serve a God where the voice of the Lord can reach them tonight. Amen. And we need to see and understand the scope of His voice. The Bible tells us here, beloved, in Psalm 19, that there's nowhere in the earth that God cannot reach with his voice. I'm glad of that tonight. I'm glad in Glade Spring, Virginia, one night, the Lord came down and, amen, and allowed me to hear his voice. Allowed me to understand that there's something more than church membership. There's something more than going through the motions. There's something more than trying your best, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and being born again of the precious Spirit of God. So we see the scope of his voice. Now, the next phrase here, it says the voice of the Lord is powerful. I just begin to think about instances in the Bible that would back that up. Well, in John chapter number 18, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, he went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? As a matter of fact, it would have been about this time of the week, amen, when Judas is going to betray him with a kiss, when they're going to go to the garden, and he says, The one that I kiss, that's him, amen. And so Jesus said, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, What's this now? He said, I am he. I don't know if that sounded like thunder. I don't know what that sounded like, but I know this, according to the Word of God, the Bible said, Jesus of Nazareth saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they fell backward to the ground. I'm telling you, there's power in his voice. Amen. And beloved, listen, I've had people say, well, you know, the soldiers killed him. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. He had the power to lay down his life. He had the power to take it up again. Amen. And I want you to know, beloved, they say, well, he could have called 12 legions of angels. Some of the songwriters said 10,000 angels. I want you to know something tonight, honey. If he chose not to go to Calvary, he didn't need an angel. There was enough power in his voice, amen, to take care of the whole mob, amen, and cause them, beloved, listen, not to breathe another breath on planet Earth, amen. A powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is powerful. You know what we need to be praying about Sunday? Not the pastor's voice, but the voice of the Lord. I'm telling you, our problem in our churches, there's too many people hearing the pastor's voice, but not hearing the voice of the Lord. And I'll just go ahead and plug this in free of charge. There's a whole lot of people ain't even hearing the pastor's voice. They're so sidetracked, amen. They got their fangs in everything in this world, amen. And they can't even get their mind on the things of God for 30 minutes on Sunday morning. Amen. We need his voice. It's a powerful voice. In John chapter number 5, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. He said, Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. You say, you believe his voice is a powerful voice? Yeah, it's going to shake a graveyard one of these days. Amen. And I'm telling you what's the truth, beloved. Listen, all that are in the grave. A lot of people take this text and they make a general resurrection. That's a bad mistake. Amen. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But I'll tell you what, everybody down there is going to get up. Amen. I just thank God I'm getting up with the church. I'm going to meet Jesus in the air. And I'm going to hear the voice of the Lord that day. Amen. Whether I'm above the sod or below the clods, I'm going to hear his voice. And I'm going to be where Jesus is. Amen. It's a powerful, powerful voice. The Bible said all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Oh, beloved friend, I'm glad I'm on the right side of Calvary, aren't you? I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. The Bible said the voice of the Lord is powerful. Now watch this. The Bible then said the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Full of majesty. You say, now, Pastor, what would you say about that? Well, I'm just trying to take you how the Lord led my heart. Go with me to the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. You're talking about majesty. Talking about the voice of the Lord. Go with me to Genesis, chapter number 1. I'll just give you a couple of examples here in the book of Genesis. The Bible said in verse number 3 of chapter number 1, and God said. Now you say, now Pastor, I don't see no majesty in that. I'll guarantee you this, honey. If you'd have been standing beside of him when he said, let there be light, I'll guarantee you, you'd have seen a whole lot of majesty. Amen. You know, there's an application right there. Aren't you glad in your heart one day God said, let there be light? We as a walking in darkness, amen. And beloved, we had no reason other than he came and we heard his voice to come to him. Amen. And God said, let there be light. Turn over there with me in verse number 6. And the word of God said, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. You say, Pastor, you believe majesty? Just put yourself standing alongside of him. Amen. When God spoke the world into existence. And the word of God said in verse number 9, let the waters under heaven be gathered. God said, let the waters under heaven be gathered together unto one place. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass. In verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven. In verse number 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature. Are you getting the picture? I'm telling you tonight, we just read our Bibles and we're reading back yonder what happened. But I'll tell you something right now. I believe you'd stand alongside the Lord when all this was going on. You'd say, hallelujah. His voice is full of majesty. Amen. What a Savior we serve tonight. The Bible said in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image. Now just put yourself standing there for just a moment. And God reaches down and he scoops him up some of that clay and some of that earth. And he makes him a man. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You say, Pastor, do you really believe in the creation the way God said it? There ain't no other way to believe it. Amen. It takes more faith to believe a lie and be damned than it does to believe the Bible. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, God made a man. Amen. God breathed into that man's nostrils the breath of life. His voice is full of majesty. Go with me to the book of Hebrews, and I'll go on this point just a moment. Hebrews chapter number 1. Hebrews chapter number 1. Listen to what the Bible said. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. I believe that, don't you? And the word of God said in verse number 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Watch this now. By whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of the glory of the express image of his person. Watch this. Watch this. All things with the word of his power. How about that tonight? Amen. You talk about, listen, this bunch of idiots that said Florida, what they were saying 20 years ago, done been underwater. I want you to know something, beloved. I'm not too worried about global warming. Amen. You say, why? Because I know the one that's upholding it by the word of his power. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not a bunch of scientists and it's not a bunch of politicians. It's the God of glory, amen, that's holding this thing together. Well, praise the Lord. I'm losing my voice. It's all right. He'll never lose his. I don't even think he needs to stop and get a drink of water. He is the water life. Amen. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Listen to this now. Upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Thank God tonight for that majestic voice. And then the Bible said, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The voice of the Lord. Let me give you this tonight. We'll move on in the message in verse number 5. The Bible said the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Pray for us. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. I want you to know tonight, the Lord in His voice, He has broken some things in this world. As I begin to think about this, the Lord began to deal with my heart about some individuals. Number one, I thought about a dying thief. You see, that thief, throughout that crucifixion, he was agreeing with that other thief. If thou be the Christ, come down and get us down. He was agreeing with him throughout the crucifixion. But something changed. You know what I believe that thief heard? I believe he heard the voice of the Lord. When the Lord said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You say, Pastor, what do you think happened? I think it broke his heart. I think, you say, Pastor, you really think that? Yeah, because ain't nobody ever been saved without repenting. Say amen. I believe that there was a godly sorrow that overcome him. I believe he thought, what in the world have I done? I've wasted my life. I ain't never been nothing but a low-down thief. But he looked over in faith and he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. I believe God broke his heart that day. I believe it was a blessing, beloved. Listen, when he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He had some assurance. Amen. Aren't you glad? Listen, you can be saved and know it. Aren't you glad you can be saved and be sure of it? Aren't you glad you don't have to lay down at night, beloved, listen, wondering if you're saved or if you're not saved? I'm glad this Bible teaches a no-so salvation. And that thief knew in an instant that everything was all right. Amen. He was fixing to go to his Father's house. Now, I'm not going to take the time to read it tonight, but you could go to John chapter 21. God don't just break sinners' hearts. God breaks saints' hearts too. The voice of the Lord breaketh. Now listen to me. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, you remember Jesus died and he was buried and he rose again. And you remember Peter said, the other disciples, he said, I go fishing. And they said, we'll just go with you. And they went out there on the boat that night and they fished all night. And you know what you catch without Jesus, don't you? You might catch a cold. That's about it. Amen. You ain't going to catch no fish. But I'm telling you what's the truth. Beloved, Jesus had the fire going. He had the bread cooking. He had the fish cooked. I don't know what perfect fish and perfect bread is, but I know that was perfect because the Son of God made it. Amen. And then he looked at Peter, that same one that was standing out there denying him. You say, Pastor, you believe it broke Peter's heart? I know it did. He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Peter said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, feed my sheep. He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? They can go into all kinds of speculations why Jesus did it three times. It don't matter. I know he denied him three times. Maybe Jesus asked him once for the Father, once for the Son, once for the Holy Ghost. I don't know. But anyway, he looked at him and said, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, feed my lambs. And then one more time, here comes Jesus. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, beloved, God broke Peter's heart. You don't find Peter in the fishing business no more. You don't find him naked jumping into the sea. You find him preaching the Word of God on the day of Pentecost and doing his best to get people into the kingdom of God. That's what Peter was doing, because the voice of the Lord is powerful and the voice of the Lord breaketh hearts. I thank God for that day that I heard that still small voice of God. And he broke my heart. Amen. And I got in. Amen. I didn't just get in. I got in all over. Amen. I'm telling you, I didn't have to wait a year or 2 years or 10 years. I'm telling you, I surrendered my life. I said, God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be. Amen. There was no reserve. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about one that's worthy. Amen. He's bought us with a price. And beloved, we got no reason to hold out on him. Amen. We ought to give him our all. Amen. Thank God I heard the voice of the Lord. You say, Pastor, what about Adam and Eve? Genesis 3:8 said this, and I heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. You can't tell me, beloved, listen. You can't tell me that that did not break Adam and Eve's heart. Now they're like this. They're trying to cover their nakedness up with fig leaves. They know something's different, amen. They know they can't walk with him and talk with him the way they used to. God come along and said, let me fix that youngins. And he clothed them in coats of skins, amen, so they could fellowship. He was telling us, amen, all down through the ages, it's still the blood. Amen. It's going to be a bloody blood-bought salvation, amen. And the voice of the Lord, beloved, my friend, is a voice that breaketh, amen. I want to say this tonight. There's a lot of men that don't want to be broken. Let me give you one of the advantages of being broken. God said he would draw nigh to him that's of a broken and a contrite spirit. Amen. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Many times when I'm studying, getting ready to come to the pulpit, God will have to roll me out of my chair down on my face. I've said this and I'll say it again. Wouldn't give you a nickel for a man that's trying to feed you something that he ain't willing to eat himself. Amen. God broke my heart. And I tell you, I really believe some of the best preaching a man will ever do come from a broken heart. Amen. I believe Jesus had a broken heart for his people, don't you? And the voice of the Lord breaketh. But then watch this now. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. You say, Pastor, do you believe the voice of the Lord divideth? Let me give you something tonight. Then Hebrews chapter number 6, the Bible said this, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, to they to whom it was first preached entered not in, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. You say, how does the voice of the Lord divide? Believers and unbelievers. All down through the ages, beloved. Listen to what the Bible said. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. He said, how does the voice of the Lord divide? Let me give it to you tonight. Listen to me carefully. How many remembers a time in your life when you heard his voice? Instead of going to him, you went away from him. How many remembers that? Amen. You see, beloved, there are those that will hear the voice of the Lord, but they'll harden their heart. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing. Amen. The voice of the Lord is still dividing. And the voice of the Lord, beloved, it's what a person does when they hear the voice of the Lord. What they do with Jesus determines whether they go to heaven or whether they go to hell when they leave this world. The cross is still the divider of men. And beloved, the voice of the Lord is still that divides men today. Let me give you this tonight. I'll hurry right along. The voice of the Lord shaketh. A lot of these, I guess, could kind of overlap. Shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. You say, Pastor, what do you mean shaketh? Well, let me give you how the Lord spoke to my heart about it. In John chapter 10, he said, but ye believe not, because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you, stay with me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, that scripture would have fit perfect with the last point, but that's not where I'm ending with this scripture. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I'm excited about these verses. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You say, Pastor, where's the shaking in that? It's in the next verse. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. You know what, beloved? The truth of the Lordship of Jesus Christ is still shaking religions to their foundation today. Amen. You say, Pastor, what do you mean shaking religion? There are people that will agree with you. He's a good man. He's a prophet. He's a priest. They might even say he's a king. But honey, this Bible teaches he is the Son of the living God. That he and God are one. He is Lord. And I'm telling you, beloved, listen, them Jehovah's Witnesses, when they show up on your doorstep, they'll want you to believe that y'all believe the same thing. I'm going to tell you something right now. They don't believe the same thing. We don't believe the same Bible. And we ain't going to the same heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, they do not believe that Jesus is the begotten Son of God. Amen. They don't believe that. And beloved, neither do the Muslims. The Buddhists. You name it, honey. The difference in Christianity and the rest of the world. Our Savior, listen. Listen. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. God the Son gave His life. It pleased God the Father and God the Holy Ghost come along and dealt with your heart and dealt with my heart and birthed us into the family of God. And beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart that same truth is still shaking the world today. The Bible said and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. You want to know the difference in Christianity and all the rest of them? Our founder got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I'm going to tell you something right now. We couldn't preach against that stuff those 10 years I was in prison. You couldn't preach against all the isms. So I had to figure out a way to do it without them knowing I was doing it. And I just thought, I'd say something like this. I'm just a country boy from Tennessee. And y'all can do whatever y'all do. But I'm going to trust the one that got himself up to get me up. I'm not going to trust one that couldn't help himself to help me. It's appointed unto men once to die. For the child of God, we're going to get up and go home. Amen. And beloved, the worst we're ever going to experience, it'll be in this life. But the best the lost man will ever experience, he'll experience it in this life. The best is yet to come for the child of God. And then let me give you this tonight, and I'm done. The Bible said there in that last verse, the voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve. You say, Pastor, what's going on there with the voice of the Lord? He's given life. Amen. He's given life. Let me tell you something tonight, too. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but it's a sad day in America when they're trying to confuse our children the way they're trying to. I'm telling you, it's still God that gives the little boy's life and gives the little girl's life. Amen. And it's a sad day. Amen. It's a sad day when adults are trying to shove this down the throats. Amen. Of parents. Amen. I tell you what, I don't know what it's going to come to, but I know who's coming to get us out of this mess. And that is the Lord Jesus. Amen. The voice of the Lord giveth life. You say, now, Pastor, what do you got here? Well, think about this. Revelation 3:20 said this, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. You see, I heard the Lord's voice many times before I got saved. But there come a night where I open the door. When I'm dealing with someone about salvation, I ask them if they believe that God is knocking and God is dealing in their heart. And if they tell me yes, then I say, well, it's up to you now. You can leave him standing on the outside or you can invite him in. But I'm going to tell you something right now. He's a gentleman. He'll never knock a door down. He'll never come in uninvited. But how many's glad, beloved? He don't just give the calves here that maketh the hinds to calve. He don't just give life to the animal kingdom. But beloved, he gives life to his children. Amen. We'll hear his voice and open the door. Job said it like this in Job 37:2. He said, Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. You know what I believe? I still believe we can have revival. But we're going to have to hear his voice. Brother Dale, I don't know. I couldn't hear his over there. And I can't remember the specifics of it. But I prayed for the man that you said, Pastor, we need to go see him. I think he's got cancer, don't he, brother? Brother Dale met a man out visiting with cancer. And you know, you say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say I ain't got enough memory to remember what to pray for. But I'm glad I can hear his voice. I'm glad I can get on my knees and God can speak to my heart, amen, about what I need to pray for. Say amen. I'm glad somebody prayed for me. I'm glad they did. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, the sound that goeth out of his mouth. Oh, if we could just pray this Sunday, somebody'd hear his voice. Somebody could hear, I mean a sinner, hear God say, I love you. You see, if you don't understand that truth, you don't understand the Scripture. Amen. God does not love sin. Thank God Almighty, He loves sinners. Somebody could come in here so defeated and thinking there's no hope, and God just speak to their heart. They hear His voice. Hear God say, I love you. Now, God didn't stop there with me. See, I'd been religious for 6.5 years. I'd been in the public spotlight, so to speak, somewhat. God, He told me that night, son, you know, and I know what needs to happen here. And I'm telling you, it was a struggle. Maybe some people, you know, I've heard people talk about struggling to preach. That was no struggle with me. I just went down between two pews praying, come up preaching. And I've been preaching ever since. It was no struggle with me. But I've heard other people talk about salvation. It was no struggle. God spoke to their heart. They saluted the captain of their salvation. Come to Jesus. Amen. Thank God. But with me, it was a struggle. And I'm glad He didn't give up. He just kept speaking. He just kept speaking. Now listen, I didn't mean to say this, but I think it's important. There's the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord will always line up with the book. It will never go contrary to the book. So when you hear a voice that's contrary to the book, then you'll know it's not the voice of the Lord. Amen? You see, I heard another voice that night. That other voice said, they'll laugh at you. That other voice said, they'll throw you out of this church. But I thank my God that His voice won out over that other voice. And I honestly got to the place, I'm honest. If they would have tied me up and beat me and spit on me and thrown tar and feathers on me, I didn't care. I just wanted to go to heaven. And I wanted to escape the damnation of hell. And it's all because of the voice of the Lord that gives life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, tonight, you've maybe heard something like this. You know, you've heard somebody say something, well, I would never go to anybody. I'll tell you something. I don't believe we should do that in the flesh. But I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe the meetings would be a lot different if we could all hear His voice. There may be a testimony just in the right place at the right time. Amen. I've heard of people being saved not because of what the preacher said, because of somebody's testimony. Amen. Somebody got a song. I long for the day When somebody say to Brother Dale or Miss Tanita with the special singing, I got a song on my heart this morning. I just can't get it off of my heart. I need to sing it. And all you say, preacher, we ain't got time for that. Whose time is it? Amen. Say amen. Whose time is it? It's His time. I'm just glad you come tonight.